photograph of the college in case it's snowing. Then you have my information, and let me give you my office number. It is 617-559-8663. And for emergencies, I'll give you my cell number, 617-953-8739, okay?
Where's your office?
It's in the library.
Same place?
It's in the library, okay? So this year, I am not on the second floor here. I'm in the library. So you walk in the main entrance, pass, you know where the journals are and the periodicals? The first area where there are couches and right behind it, there are two cubics. I'm by the window.
Is it in the same area as where the main desk is?
Yes, past the main desk and make a left. There's a nice, perfect spot. Mm-hmm. The books that we are using, you know, our curriculum has been for the last 5 years, the flipping curriculum. We are in the third book, in the middle. We're in the middle of this book. We're in Unit 6 of this book. So you had accumulated over the years lots of grammatical concepts. Okay? You know that there is only 10% of spoken language in the class. Is when we talk about the story and I'm asking you questions in Hebrew and you answer me in Hebrew. But otherwise, grammar teaching is conducted in English. So we're not wasting your time in understanding the concepts. Practicing it is all in Hebrew. Okay? My goal in general in this curriculum is to allow each person who is graduating from our curriculum to have a solid base upon which they can build a spoken language. You are building a pyramid, guys. And if your pyramid is not going to be strong in the foundation, a little knock will tip the whole building down. That's how I look at it. We are going solid, level by level, step by step. You have different learning styles. I'm presenting materials in different ways. I'm using a lot of psycholinguistic tricks to help you retrieve faster information, okay? When you are reading, I'm not changing my methods. We're gonna go again over my methods with dealing with texts. Okay, these are basic skills that will lead you. You are building your insights and knowledge about the Hebrew, the meta-linguistic piece of the language. If you are gonna build that in between accumulating vocabulary and reading and knowing other things about Judaism, then you're gonna have a good pyramid at the end. Good looking too. Okay? I recommended some tools, and this is one of them. Have you ever used that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And some of us, look, I'm going to show that. Some of us have been using this. It has 501 biblical verbs, common verbs, not the unusual verbs. But they are different. This goes by root. Oopsie. A root, and then how it acts in the different binyanim. And if in the Bible it has an unusual form, it will list it. Okay. This one is by third person, right? Past tense. You need to know third person past tense, listed by alphabetical order. You find where it is, and then you find a whole chart conjugated. And next to the chart, you will have a whole list of verbs that behave that way. So it serves as a dictionary as well as a grammar reference verb chart. And then I recommended last year, towards the end of last year, a couple more. I've recommended Luach HaPe'alim HaShalem by Bar Kali. It is all Hebrew in Hebrew. And Luach HaShemot, the nouns. right? Because in the beginning of book three, we declined nouns, right? Masculine, feminine, singular, and plural in a synthetic form, meaning instead of saying Abba Shali, I say Avi, mm-hmm. right? So they, all the nouns are listed alphabetically and normatively correct, meaning grammar is correct here. Okay, so if you are doubting your pronunciation, go in here and you know it.
And this is on this, this
the Bar Peli one.
Okay.
So a Pe'alim, you over there I listed only a Pe'alim. Mm-hmm. But this one is also the noun. So there are two books.
Okay. And where do you get this?
Israel Bookshop.
Ah, okay.
Okay, they ordered it for us, so they're really reliable people. Now between this easy read and between this small selection, you have the verbs in here, Aleph through Taf, from biblical to modern, okay? It goes by roots, and the roots are listed alphabetically at the end, okay? Mm-hmm. And when you look up a root, it will tell you in which binyanim it acts. There is a code on the top of which letter is which binyan. Okay? And then it tells you on which line in that section of the book you're going to find it. Okay? We're going to use it more frequently this year, probably the second half, not the first half. So you have a little while to go. Okay, because for now I think most of the verbs are going, you're gonna find most of the verbs between these two things. Okay? Later on, you will need this. It has a few other wonderful pieces in it that I'll let you know later. No, this is Michael's, right? Now, the way I teach Hebrew throughout its layers, biblical and rabbinic, modern. Biblical, rabbinic, medieval, modern, and on and on and on and on. We don't, I teach Hebrew as a cohesive language and not in isolation. I would like for you every week to continue and write your journals based on the vocabulary of the week, and based on the grammatical concepts taught that week, okay? So this is something you're not used to doing yet, right?
A little bit, but
no, not Jen.
No, oh, this one.
Colma didn't take our class either. He's not our class as well. So as you have noticed, you know, you all started with writing very, very small sentences, and towards the end of the year, it really grew. So it's just a matter of habits, a matter of getting there. And you wrote some wonderful things this summer, so.
Only one.
He wrote over
two.
Two.
Oh, and the second one.
Spanish.
And the second one was really good, Emma. The second one was really good. So I know that it's a skill that's growing, and it's going to get better as you do it more. The more attention you give it, the better it's going to get. All of you have your own sidurim, your favorite sidur to use. I always ask that it has Gerkei Avot, the ethics of our fathers, at the end. If you don't have ethics of our fathers in the Siddur, just, you know, there are small chovot. All right?
The Atzvot does have it.
Whatever works for you. You need to use your own Siddur, so you are, you know, when we use it in class, and you flip through, you get comfortable. You know, more frequently. Mm-hmm. The more frequently you use it, the more comfortable you get, no matter what. That's how it is. Same with the Bible. Different people like to use different Bibles. I like it because we always compare translations. You know, we saw already the JPS doesn't translate the same as the Crown. So, the translation of the Jerusalem Bible is totally different than the JPS. So, and then we are using our skills to translate and, you know, bring our own personal perspective into the text so we can actually own it and say there is a room for my understanding and my perception. Okay? That's how we do that with biblical text. Now, other tools that are optional. A dictionary, Hebrew-English dictionary, just a pocket size that you can travel with. That's fine. I recommended in the past what you have in the list, and I didn't change it, is the Oxford. Because we are learning Hebrew, we're learning Hebrew through the layers. So you're going to run into some roots, verbs that gain new meanings. You're going to have it here. But sometimes biblical verbs will not necessarily be translated or written in the same way in Oxford. But on the most part, it's a very good dictionary, and it also has some grammatical page in here in the middle. So it gives you some Hebrew grammar insights. So it's a good dictionary. And then Zilberman is better than the Ben Yehuda for sure, is good in terms of what it covers in terms of vocabulary for our needs, okay? Do you remember we talked about filler letters that we say kita, right? Kita. And kita, is supposed to be written this way. And all the dictionaries have vowels in them, right? So I would expect normative, you know, a dictionary to represent the true vowels and the way the word should be. However, Zilberman did what all the Upanim now are doing in their books, and they fill it. They put the vowels in, and they feel it. So grammatically, historically speaking, this is an incorrect spelling of the word. You need to make a choice between putting vowels in, and then this is how it should be, or don't put vowels in, and this is how it should be. So Ulpanim are writing all the books in the Hebrew from scratch, if anybody used that before. They write this way, new words, they always put vowels in new words, but they fill in. Why? So the brain registers that every time you see this is E.
Yeah.
Our book, for each story with vowels, has a story without vowels in the back. When they put vowels, it's proper normative grammar. When they took the vowels away, it is properly filled in. Okay? So for the O and the U sounds. And when we read without vowels, this is, I will remind you, when you do not know how to pronounce a syllable, you can take a chance. 99% you will be okay that it's A. When you have vowel fillers, if you guess all, 99% you will be right. Here, for example, you have home and you have home, so context will have to help you. Okay, but if this is a higher frequency appears. This O sound is in higher frequency to the Hebrew than U sounds. So again, you guess all, the margin of mistake is smaller. Okay, and otherwise guess A. Because the I is more common, most common sound in Hebrew, rather than A. Okay? And the E's you have this. Done. Okay? All right.
And the alkali?
Alkali is excellent. Okay? If anybody has alkali, that's going to be in level 4, that's my recommendation.
Okay.
So in level 4, if you open Hebrew English or English Hebrew, term, a word, right, lexema, then you have a few options on the translation. So you are building that ability to decide which of the translation is appropriate for you. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right. So Eskalai is great. Now, I remind you that towards the second section, you are encouraged to use Hebrew dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
okay? And the Hebrew that I like you to use is Eben Shushan. And I don't want the new edition. The new edition is not going to be helpful to us. The library has the older versions on the shelf, okay? We will do an exercise using Hebrew Dictionary when time comes. Okay? Now, what else? The Lots of 501, Eben Shushan. For biblical text, the concordance. I like Eben Shushan. It is very simple to use. Okay? That's for Hebrew. Mm. The BDB is English Hebrew. And then there is a newer one. Are you using the newer one?
No, I'm just
saying that. Ugarit is a language that was found in 1929. So the BDB was written before 1929. So the Ugarit Hebrew was influenced by all the languages that were spoken around it. Ugarit had some influence, and ever since they found Ugarit, they retranslated Psalms, for example, because of one word that had other meanings, and it made sense to them. So, you know, for us, for now, BDB is good enough. Okay? We get to four, we'll talk again.
Do you want us to bring all these texts every
week?
No,
what you're bringing to class. What you bring to class is the book and the verb chart. So it's you have some kind of verb chart, so you can feel comfortable if you do search for something.
Okay, with it.
Right?
Yep.
Your Bible and your Siddur. Okay? All right. Schedules. I will let you look at the schedule and what we're intended to cover in this course. And if you have questions, ask them. Okay, take 2 minutes. You okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know what, sure, I didn't bring you a list, so I am worried that I do not have the information. Because I don't know what the situation with the computer upstairs is, so I'm going to pass this.